Let's keep going. Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. So we had the opinion of Rav Yehuda Shmuel, who says you're not allowed to eat anything after matzah. We explained yesterday after the Bach, because matzah has to be modeled after the Korban Pesach. It's just like with the Korban Pesach. There is even matzah with the Korban Pesach, ala tzeiva, nothing else afterwards. So too, on Satan right nowadays, when we only have matzah, we have it in the same fashion. With nothing else after it, and ala tzeiva. So Gemara Boraya, let's see from the Gemara, and we'll do Tesis. Name and Messiah, second last line on the page of Kufir Tetamad Beis. Name and Messiah, let's bring Uriah, Asufkonim, Padusonim, Vaskiritim, Eldom, Amali, Kesim, Ahem. All these three types of matzahs, which aren't matzahs. Adam and Malik Kris, man, a person can fill up his belly from them on Vatshi Yich Gezayis Matzvach, you know. As long as he eats and fulfills his mitzvah with the final Gezayis that he eats. So what does the Gemara want to bring the diet from the Vachrena in and on to the next Amid B'Rishen Eloi? So you see the Gemara understood that the Chiddush of this Vait is to tell me that you're not allowed to first eat your matzah and then eat your dushonim. Why not? What's wrong with first eating matzah and then eating dushonim? Because it will end up that that matzah wasn't eaten on a shayva, you didn't have a taste of matzah left over, you have to taste of dushonim. So you can't start your meal with your matzah and end off with dushonim, which is a raya to the shit of Yehuda Omashmo. To which the Gemara, whoever the Gemara is, said, no, Raya, you can refute this Raya and say that the reason why the Braita tells me Ba'achrina is to tell me bigger chiddush. That Ba'adi, you can eat your matzah at the beginning of the meal. There's no din that has to be eaten on a seiva. Could be. Yeah, the Gemara wants to say maybe there's no proof for every other mishmah. So maybe there's no din that the matzah has to be eaten on a seiva. But the chiddush of this Braita is you don't have to worry that you're going to be eating it. So therefore the chiddush is you are allowed to eat the shalom first. That's the chiddush of this bright. The focus of the bright is what you're allowed to do. You're allowed to eat the shalom first. So it says the Gemara, let me buy come up. Let me buy very so you know. Not avada, you can eat the matzah first. The ka'ochel of the oven. Because then you're eating the matzah most, the chatzchila fashion with a great appetite. And lachreino, but to eat the matzah only at the end of the meal. Maybe that's no good. Dom also in a meichel, achille gaso. Maybe we have to be concerned. Vilna fast, also in a meichel, come to eat, and achille gaso. Hey, meloi, maybe you can't do that. K'mashalom, the price of some echidish, you are allowed to do it. K'mashalom. So, the two ways of understanding this brayta, which was the secretary of the Gemara, was, is this brayta coming to tell me a chumrah, or is this brayta coming to tell me a kula? Is the brayta coming to tell me a chumrah that makes sure you eat matzah at the end?
It's really a kula.
It's everything has to, is a kula and a chumrah, but that is which is your starting point. Right?
That you couldn't eat afterwards, but we're allowing you to eat.
Well, why shouldn't I? Yes, I
mean, you might have thought that you're coming to eat with
So the first way the Gemara looked at it, the Gemara didn't think about this achille gas business, so the Gemara thought it was coming to only a chumrah. You must eat your matzah at the end. That's all the Gemara thought. Only at the end. You want to know when you can eat your matzah? Not at the beginning, only at the end. So it's limiting. That's a chumrah. It's limiting us. You might have thought you'd be able to eat the matzah at the beginning. No, you can't. You can only eat the matzah at the end. Which would be a right to every other mishmah.
You only have it today.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about it. More than exercise too. To which the Gemara refuted and said, no, that's not the focus of the Braita. The Braita is not going to tell me what you can only do. Come and tell me what you can even do. You can even start your meal with dushonim. And you don't have to worry that maybe whenever you get to your Gezayis Matzah, you're going to be having an achille gasa. No, you can even start your meal with the shon. That's how the maskam of the Gemara was, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a limitation. Master, no, it's coming to tell you what you are allowed to do. Now, why are you saying only if you've got only one desire?
Because if you have more than one desire, then what's the telling me that, you know, you can eat Shabbat? What? Do you have more than one kazai? Have a kazai in the beginning and end?
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Don't want to. It's an Israeli expression. Maybe you've heard it from your
kids. Labali?
Labali, yeah. Well, I have to eat the kazai in the beginning. Labali is not wanted to finish. I want that one kazai.
That's what brings in one kazai. Yes, for his, I'm not just saying for his argument.
Right,
but
so.
Here it's
a great deal. You're right here.
So Shana is Gevaldik Suda. Yeah. Shana is a Gevaldik.
Should be a Suda, you make a mix in it.
Okay. You hear my point? Yeah, we don't need to talk about whether you've got one kazai today. He's got 100 kazais in. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to eat dry matzah. He wants to eat nice, sweet matzah. That's what he wants to do. Right. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara, the next part of the Gemara, tells you that it's exactly the same, just in reverse. Gemara does this sometimes. In reverse argumenting. And Mazusha Matan Hochi. Mazusha learns it the way we learned it. That means, if Yudam Ashmol told us a din, we asked an Yudam Ashmol, we answered it, and then we tried to bring here I am, we refuted it. That was the second part of the Gemara. Still now. Now the Gemara is not going to say all the way out. Now this is how Mazutra, sorry, Mazutra must not be. Mazutra learned like we're now going to learn. Omer Vetev, Omer Biodam Shmuel. Raftin Acha Matzah Afikoimon. You are allowed to eat after the Matzah Afikoimon, which is opposite to what we had in the Gemara about what Biodam Shmuel says. So we have a Machlik is what Biodam Shmuel says. First way of learning the Gemara is that he's come to tell us the Chumi, you're not allowed to eat anything after the Matzah. According to Mazutra, you are allowed to eat after the Matzah. Neymar, so now the Gemara is going to do exactly the same, just opposite. So Neymar Messiah, they regard Raya. What's the right to this shit that you are allowed to eat? From this Gemara, in the Mishnah which we just learned, it says, Eimap Tienach HaPesach HaFikoimon. What can we mean by from that? Achapesach udelo yochal. Achamat mati. After mati he can. So I had the kasha which we had before, and now we have it on. No, it's forget. It's a raya. So we took my refuse that raya by saying like this. Let me break them up. No, the Mishnah never meant to say that only by Pesach we are not at these afterwards, but by mati he can. The Mishnah means to say, let me break them up. Certainly after mati, that goes without saying, you shouldn't eat. To learn off his time, since don't have a lot of time. And like a Pesach, after Pesach, maybe after Pesach, you are allowed to eat. Kamash on the Mishnah, after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Kamash on you're not allowed to eat after Pesach. Even after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Now the Gemara asks a question on this Shitta. Mishnah, so we've got him to some is creating all the Mamali creating him. What do we see from here? You're only allowed to have a kazayis not to the end, not in the beginning, which is a kasha now in Yudam Ashmol. So if Yudam Ashmol comes to Mazutra held, you are allowed to eat afterwards. So why do we have to have matzah at the end, have matzah at the beginning? So it's a kasha now. So if the Gemara says, no, let me buy a kama, it's not a kasha. Shani's bride says, let me buy a kama, the same type of logic as before. Let me buy very soon. Of course you can have matzah at the beginning. To kochel at the oven, eating at the oven. I'm like, oh no. But if you eat first of the sonim, the otimecha chilegas, you're going to come possibly to end up eating your matzah chilegas, the email, maybe we shouldn't have done it. The matzah on your are allowed it. So there are two mahalchim in the Gemara here, what Rav Yehuda Mishmol said. It comes to the first mahalch of the Gemara, you are not allowed to eat after the matzah. It comes to the second mahalch, you are. How do we pass them, Bernard? From the first halach of the Gemara, you're not allowed to eat after the matzah nowadays. And according to the second halach of the Gemara, so you are allowed to eat after the matzah. How do we pass them? That's not the first one. Why do we pass them the first one more than the second one? Not such the right there. Why do we pass them the first one more than the second one? Here's the cloud. Even the Gemara gives a first mahalach without giving it a name. without saying who's the author, and then it brings another malach which says the author. That's the raya that we really go with the first malach, because if that was the lashon of the Gemara, that's how the Beis HaMedrash works, and that's how Mazatra works. So the Beis HaMedrash is everyone. That's the office. It's so you're saying in Paskin like the first malach because of that. In this thing, then, the Rishon figures out, maybe other Rishon say other one, the Rishon in the back, there are no. Since this is the Lishon of the Gemara, the first Malach was found the loss of the Gemara, we pass in like the first thing, the first Mahalach. So maybe we can't eat after Afikomon, can't eat after what we call Afikomon. We're not allowed to eat Afikomon after Afikomon. Okay, you're not allowed to eat anything after eating what we call the Afikomon.
Are we coming down with the same mascara from these two?
No,
the argument is the opposite, but we wind up the same.
No.
That you can eat after.
What was the first matter? I'll maybe the mascara.
That you can eat after.
You're not allowed to eat after matter.
I'm talking about eating, you can eat the matzah after. Basically what we're saying is you can eat the, you would think maybe you couldn't eat the matzah afterwards.
Right, you're saying, regarding whether you're allowed to eat matzah at the end, yes, you're allowed to. Yeah, but there's a modic enough minute to
the market. The kalans are the exact same at the end of it.
Yeah, but there's modic enough minutes between the two. According to the first mahalas, you're not allowed to eat after
right,
the matzah.
Right,
and
right.
The whole discussion was whether we have a rai or a proof against. From the second half, you are allowed to eat. And then we got a sign, do we have a rai or a kasha on him? And both of those we answered. We said, we got no rai, got no proof. But then they were left with what they she said. One, he said, you can eat. You cannot eat anything after the matzah. And the other one said, you can.
But we have the Maboy, Lomaboy Kamar or whatever, where
all the lady boys
did. The only thing I wanted to double check was that at the end of both of these, really the Kamash Milan is the same. You would think that you couldn't eat the matzah at the end. Kamash Milan, you can't.
Right.
The Kamash Milan are the same.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Right. Sorry.
Yeah. Good. Okay, so let's see now some. We have to do Tosafot first. Did we do all the Rashbams? Maybe not. So we've got here. So let's do the last couple of Rashbams. Sufganim. The last two Rashbams on Kufiyot Testament base. Sufganim, Akikim, Asim, Kisvoig. Mitoich, Shisof, and Rachel, since they are such a loose batter, Ein Teres Lechem Alem. There's no. Doesn't have a din Lechem on it. Vanam bin on Lechem, the Siv Lechem Oinim. So the Rashbam said the reason why sponge cake is no good. And because it's not bread, Bechal. Why is it not bread?
It doesn't go after a steak. You see if it's solid or not.
Right. Very good. There are certain types of bread. There are certain types of bread that if it's such a loose batter and it gets very very loose, very 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 spread out, like a very thin pancake, which even though it might be a solid, but it's very very thin, so it doesn't have a same lechem to it. But we'll see in a second. Let me just do the next Rashbam and then we'll see what these 2 points. Tugsanim, mutugani mishem and advash. They are fried with oil and honey. Ve'ene lechem oini. That's not lechem oini, ele lechem oshim. They're all the lechem oshim. So if you look at, well, in the two Rashbams, saying two different things, why the sufganim are no good and why the dusanim are no good. Why the sufganim are no good and why the dusanim are no good. Two different things. You aim it on that. According to the first, sufganim, the way the Rashbam says, is because not bread. It's a loose batter. Now this batter comes to Rashbam isn't bread. I mean, although it's baked, and when it's baked ready, it's more of a solid care thing. But bread has to be a belida ava. That's what he seems to be saying. And the second Rashbam saying that the Dushanim Then the chasan is, it's matashir. A lot of people are chelik on the first Rashbam. A lot of people are chelik on the first Rashbam and say that the chasan is also pressed. And the chasan of the chasan is also because of matashir. The Rashbam tells us, if Allah is chidush, a blile racha, there is a chasan in lechem. A chasan in lechem. So, this is rockers, there's lots of nachkiminis that comes in. That's the shita of the Rashbam here. A lot, I saw a lot of people talk about it, not like Adrishan and Chirik. The chasan of Sufganim is because it's Matashir. Matashir just means that it is not in the way a poor person would eat the bread.
Because it had
the spices, or because it's fancy with oil and different things. This Rashbam then in the Sufganim is the whole chasan is because of Bliri Racha. And what's the chasan? I mean, there's no other ingredients he's learning. The whole chasan is because of Bliri Racha. And there's a chasan in Bliri Racha that is not lechem. That's the shit of the Rashbam.
If you've got a community matter, sufficient matter, so you've got some colours or hands like a common thing, are you allowed to provide your pseudo on these other things?
So if we haven't seen Tosis yet, why not? Why shouldn't you be able to? So I'll do my matter later. Okay, let's see Tesis. So one more Rashbam, Rishen, Eloi, the top of the Omid, Be'in Adam, Mishoy, Lechul, Klum, Acha, Matzis, Choyva. You're not allowed to eat anything after having obligatory Matzah. Ein Adam, Mishoy, that's not permitted, Lechul, Klum, to eat anything, Acha, Matzis, Choyva, after eating Matzis, Choyva. The obligatory Matzah.
What is the obligatory Matzah?
According to this Gemara, the last Kedais.
Isn't this Rashbam explaining why Rishona, you can't eat Rishona real matzah?
You can't eat Rishona the real matzah. Why? Because if you have Rishona the real matzah,
then it becomes the matzah and you can't eat anything afterwards.
If I have my matzah saved at the beginning of the meal, and with that I wanted to be inside my mitzvah, I won't be able to eat anything afterwards.
But didn't he just say the previous
Rashbam,
the
Matzah
Kola is the last
that
you eat at the end?
But here you only had one Kedais of proper Matzah, the other one was of Tzibshonim.
So you're going back in, so you're agreeing that there's only
one Kedais? That's what he asked. I'm not saying why he's going in his house. His house, he could have boxes of Matzah. But what he asked is, he has one Kedais of Matzah, Shmura, that's what he asked. He asked one Kedais of Matzah, Shmura, and the rest of it is Tzibshonim.
He
had the one Kedais at the beginning. Can he eat the one Kedais at the beginning? And the rest of Shonim. The answer is you can't. Why? Says the Gemara. Because by you eating the one Kedais, so where was the Kedais you Mekam your Mitzvah? At the beginning of the meal. And the rest of it is not, now it was not a Seiva, you haven't got the taste of the Matzah.
See, according to Rashbam, the Matzah Kova is flexible. The Matzah Kova could be at the beginning, it could be at the end. Whenever you eat it, what?
I know the point. We mentioned it yesterday. According to Rashbam, everyone agrees, if you have a Kedais to Matzah, whenever you have it, and you have it a Shem Mitzvah, you're Mekam your Mitzvah.
Is the Matzah Kova?
If you have kavana, you want to be yotzei the mitzvah with this matzah, you are yotzei your mitzvah's matzah, irrelevant where it is. But the Rashbam holds that you should have kavana to be yotzei only the last matzah, because that should be Choycha to the Pesach. Just like when he had the Pesach, he had the Matzah with the Choycha, with the Pesach al HaShoycha. So too, we, when we have our Matzah, when we eat Matzah say the night, the last Matzah is the one that we have Kavana we want to be Yosef with.
So we don't have to.
No, we don't have to. We do have to. The last one is what you have to. You ask the rabbi, which one should I have Kavana to be Yosef with? I'll tell you the last one. Now what happens if you did have Kavana on the first one, then you go to the rabbi, say, so Yosef, finished.
You don't need anything else.
No, you can't eat anything else. Come to the first of Yudam Ashura. You can't eat anything else. You're cooked. Right? Well, we'll see. It says it a different way. It doesn't have to be the brisa. The brisa could be your Yetzah Mitzvah of Matzah with the first good ice. And you always get to them. Nachon. This part is like the brisa, but Ron was trying to pull this into the earlier Rashbam. He told us that you always get to matzah only at the end of the meal. So you didn't understand. How can the Gemara here say that you get to matzah at the beginning of the meal? Fair question, no? No? The brisa can't be against what he's saying. If he's against what he's saying, it's a problem. He said before, you ate the matzah at the end of the meal. Now we're saying you ate the matzah at the beginning of the meal. Tell us this. Havada Aslan's masking if you have it because that's the beginning. You ate to the beginning. He's saying that you should have kavanah always to be ate only at the end of the meal. So let's see tasis now. Bachoyna in by Shayna Lake. This tasis. Begishmaka tasis. What's the brisa say? Rishayna in Bachoyna. Sorry, Bachoyna in Rishayna Lake. What do we mean by that? It meant to tell me that you see from this brisa that you have to eat the Kazayat Matzah at the end of the meal and not rely on the Kazayat Matzah at the beginning of the meal and then eat the Shayna. No, you have to have the Kazayat Matzah at the end of the meal. Why?
Two reasons. Taste.
Taste. Alasoiva. Very good. It might be all connected. Yeah, but why? Why should they commit to be at the end of the meal? Because they say of the kumbes. That's how the back explains. That's how we're going to go. So first, we show now. Now here there is about the place that throws us. Pirus, for you say now, below your chayna. Look. Shat in the brisa when the Gemara said you mustn't eat the matzah first, that's talking about a case when you only want to eat one kezayis. When you only want to eat one kezayis, then you shouldn't have it first. Kegoyim, why should you only want to eat one kezayis? Kegoyim, the left there, like kezayis matzah, he only has one kezayis matzah. The suloi. So then the Bryce is telling me the toiv lo uchle ala seiva, then it's good and correct to eat it ala seiva, really is tam matzah bepiv and have the continuous taste of the matzah in your mouth. Avavadai says, Jesus, eat the matzah lechol sudotoy. If he has matzah for his whole meal, that means matzah shmurah, his whole meal.
That means matzah, good matzah.
It's proper for him and correct for him to eat the matzah. Litzehavoy. Should have at the beginning. Vitzchilo litzehavoy with an appetite. Ulevarich aleh make the bracha. Alachilus matzah nakirayis. The achakach, pick matzah dosloi, and then after the end of his meal, yoichol kezayis matzah, eat another kezayis of matzah, v'yitah matzah bepiv, and then have the taste of the matzah in his mouth. V'itke mitzvah ala yishayno. The main mitzvah is the first one. So you brought it to Ovo, and you ate it with an appetite. Yeah, you know, it's a matzah, but bim, and we get the best of both worlds. We look at the main mitzvah, which is eating matzah, and we get also the gain of eating matzah at the end, but then we're going to be left with the taste of matzah in his mouth, with that kezayis that you eat, you'll get the matzah, taste of matzah. There's Jesus. Taisus says that these old Gemara talking about a case where a person only wants to eat one kizayis. Why should the person only want to eat one kizayis of good matzah? Taisus says, for instance, only has that one kizayis. That big girl we're talking about, a person only wants to eat one kizayis. So in that case, we've got to toss up when to eat. Should eat at the beginning, should eat at the end. So Gemara Nadaik, the matzah should eat at the end. Why should he eat at the end? He should be left with a taste of matzah. And you won't be eating the matzah at the oven and marasots. But, says, avada, if you've got plenty of matzah, then you should ideally start your meal with the kizayis matzah. L'shtei mitzvahs matzah, mimikan mitzvah on that kizayis, with the te'ovoin, mikan mitzvah with that kizayis, and then, at the end of the meal, because we've got a drawback, we're eating dushanim afterwards. So where's our taste of our matzah? Then do the meal again, eat again a kizayis matzah, and have a taste of matzah then.
So that's why we can say that if you've got plenty of matzah, you should start the matzah. You shouldn't start the matzah.
So that's only according to the taste now told us, that the eke mitzvah's matzah is the first kizayis. According to the taste, the eke mitzvah's matzah is the first kizayis. Soon he's going to bring another opinion. But the eke mitzvah's matzah is the first kizayis. Therefore you should start your meal with a kizayis, because that's the ikimitza. So you should start the meal with a kizayis, and then afterwards eat again to get the time. I think, and according to the Rashbam that we had on his base, Rashbam says, not true. The Ikka Mitzvah's matzah is not the first kizayis. The Ikka Mitzvah's matzah should be aras teva. So made according to the Rashbam, there's no reason why you have to start the mitzvah, start the meal with a kizayis matzah, a good kizayis matzah. Because there's no din. He needs to start the meal, or have the matzah with the oven. Such a din, forget. The matzah should be eaten aras teva. So Mamela, according to Rashbam, this potato is not going to be applicable. But Taisus doesn't hold on that. What does Taisus hold? The Ikka Mitzvah's matzah is the first kizayis. So maybe you have to eat it at the oven. So start your meal with that. Oh no, I'm going to be stuck. What about the taste? Because we saw him. So this is going to, you have other matzahs. So eat matzah again at the end of the meal and then you get your taste. One more thing before the Rambam says what he says. So what's the Gemara says here, that you have to eat the matzah only at the end, not at the beginning? That's not that case when you're not eating, you only have a kizayis, or for some reason you refuse to eat anything more than a kizayis. So then you're going to be missing out on the ikka mitzvah of emal asot, because there's a chsaron otherwise of not having the taste. Therefore you do your ikka mitzvah at the end of the mitzvah.
Yes.
On the other hand, I'll be having a chesaron and I won't be having the taste. So it says, so I'll start which one wins. Eating at the end of the meal wins. Bryce tells us to travel with a great appetite. Like we learned from the beginning of the peg, you shouldn't eat the from Minta, you should have an appetite. He didn't tell. No, there's two things. There's one thing having an appetite, other thing that you're going to make sure it won't be on a chila gasa. Once you've eaten, then you're not going to have an appetite for your matzah. Appetite as in, wow, this is what I want. Well, the fact that we're not going to eat from mincha lamala. See, on Erev Pesach, you're not going to eat from mincha lamala. Why? We have to make sure that we eat the matzah with a passion. So that's always best, that you should eat the matzah first. So Mela says that you eat the matzah first, then you eat the matzah again afterwards for the taste.
What does Rashbam say you can say the bracha appeals to matzah?
So that's if you only have to shon him, then you're at the end. If you have the other matzah, then you make it at the beginning. I like the Rashbam so again. My Rabbi said his tesis is an absolute clear atzma. Absolutely atzma. I'm going to say it again, just out there, and I'm sure somebody's going to answer it. This question. The Gemara says that you should have the month from the beginning to the end. The Gemara says you have the month at the end, so you should have the tesis. So the tesis, 1 second, the Be'ikah Mitzvah is at the beginning. So you have it at the beginning. If you have more than one piece, you have it at the beginning. You Mekayim your Mitzvah's month. You then have your meal. What about the taste? Okay, I'll have another Kedayis Matzah, and that way I'll have the taste of the matzah. Question is, that's not the taste of the mitzvah. You're a kind of mitzvah already. You had your Kedayis Matzah, you finished your mitzvah, then I do shot in the season. Now, we've got a problem, I have a taste of the mitzvah. So then a problem, I have another piece of matzah, but that matzah is not the mitzvah.
It's the taste of the mitzvah?
It's the taste of the matzah? I'd rather have to have the taste of the mitzvah, or some, if I could make myself some type of drops that give me a taste of matzah, it's going to be good enough. The question is that, no, taste is not like that. Taste is holds that the Ikka Mitzvah's matzah is the first kedush. There's a problem though, that you need to keep on the taste of the matzah. So stasis, no problem, you'll eat another kedush to the end, and with that I'll have the taste of matzah. But that's not the taste of the mitzvah. That's not the taste of the mitzvah of matzah, it's the taste of matzah's rishus. Why should that be good enough? And so the mitzvah of eating between the son and skitim as all the different types of meat. Why is there any separate mitzvah? Any separate what mitzvah?
Eating from the
proper. Eating matzah.
What?
I'm eating matzah. Therefore. But the Jason told us, the Ikkar Mitzvah is at the beginning of the meal.
He wants you to recite
the bracha. Not just recite. He said, so I'll make a bracha on it. I'll make the bracha on it. On the first kedayis. That's the one I'm making the mitzvah.
Now his mind is that bracha is going on the land.
No, then it's not on it. Then it's on the other thing.
Didn't we make a chiluk yesterday that there's like two different things. One is the mitzvah of matzah, and the other is the zecha. Right? We said it's two separate things. So just as we said yesterday.
What we said yesterday was, you're working down the right way, but what we said yesterday was, there's a mitzvah of matzah,
yeah.
And the Rashbam told us that mitzvah of matzah you should eat at the end of the meal, zeicha lepetach.
Right, so the fact that it's deraita, we knew even without the zeicha.
Right.
That, we know it's deraita. But there's also a separate Indian that needs to be, we want it to be zeicha in the mikdash, and so we have, at the end, we. Where we place it is based on the zecher, but the fact that we need it, that we need it for sure, regardless of where it's eaten. So something you could say here, the same type of logic, and two separate minyan, and one is the fact that you need it, the fact that there's a mitzvah, that the right that you need to eat matzah, and it happens to be in the beginning. Okay, fine. But so the fact that we need the tam at the end, that's just related to the zecher component, and who cares that you don't have the tam? The tam is just related to the zecher, in other words. So you don't need it necessarily connected to the mitzvah deraita, which you need at the beginning.
So I'm going to put Yossi with Avram together, and you've said together Avram, which is unbelievable. So that's it, unbelievable. That together you got it. You basically said it, just add in one point that Yossi said. The Bach says, Shatan Tetzis is, the reason why we eat the kezayis at the end of the meal has nothing to do with mitzvah matzah at all. It's zeta for the korban pesach. Zeta for the korban pesach. So therefore, you start the meal with mitzvah matzah, but it must be start with any kind of mitzvah like it should be. And at the end of the meal, you have another kezayis matzah. And the taste of that is a continuation of the taste of the Korban Pesach. That's what it is. So it's true, I'm not tasting the mitzvah, the taste of the mitzvah of the Chalam. So there's no thing you have to taste mitzvahs. There's no thing you have to continue the taste of the Mori. There's no thing you have to continue the taste of mitzvahs. There's a din you have to continue the taste of the Korban Pesach. Because that is not you have at the end of the meal is zecher to the Korban Pesach. And that's what we eat then to mechine that in. So I think everything in Bavron said, just adding that one point about the zecher to the Korban Pesach of Yossi. But the matzah we eat at the end of the meal is for the Korban Pesach. So the Moedek and Afkamina between the Rashbam and Tosfos about what are we doing at the end of the meal. When we have our matzah at the end of the meal, every Seder night we have matzah at the beginning of the meal, matzah at the end of the meal. What are we doing by having our matzah at the end of the meal? According to Rashbam, the Mekayim, the mitzvah matzah of the Erev Tzeichlo matzah. That mitzvah, Mekayim that mitzvah. Why are we only Mekayim it then and not earlier? Yeah, because we want it to be similar to how we get at the Korban Pesach. But why are we Mekayim a mitzvah, the erasa of eating matzah? According to Tosfos,
we do that by how? Holding off on the bracha of achilas matzah until the end.
According
to Rashbam.
According to Rashbam, what we don't say tonight is we make a bracha. We're talking about where we don't have matzah shit. So we make a bracha on normal matzah. That bracha is held in
achilas matzah.
Yeah, and that bracha is held in limbo until the end of the meal. At the end of the meal, you eat your matzah.
You had it in mind when you said achilas matzah that you're going to eat at the end.
Right.
Okay.
And you eat matzah at the beginning, but that's mm-hmm. eating. But the real mitzvah is at the end of the mitzvah of the night, and that's when you make your mitzvah. That shit is Rashbam. So it's not like that. The matzah you make straight away. As soon as you said achilas matzah, you make be'er sechel matzah. You make it straight away. Now when? Why are we eating again? Zecher to Korban Pesach, not Kesos to the Mitzvah. Zecher to Korban Pesach, that's when we had to Korban Pesach, we'd be left with a taste. Because on the second you have to eat matzah, Zecher to Korban Pesach. This is what comes out from teachers. I thought a different shot, but Mike the Bach says, like you're saying, I thought a different shot. There's a big machlikus and lots of rice and shein. If every matzah you eat on Seder night is a mitzvah, you only machlik one matzah. But if you have more, are you making a mitzvah every night, every kizayit on Seder night? That is the yidua, the shita of the goyin and the marit, maral, that every kizayit must eat during the whole of Pesach. You make a mitzvah. Well, not people are chedik on that. But every kizayit must eat on Seder night, that there's lots of sources for to say the Mekayim mitzvah. Every kizayit is another mitzvah, another mitzvah, another mitzvah. So I thought we could say that's the Psalm Tosfos here. That when you eat one kizayit at the beginning of the mitzvah, you make the mitzvah. And then when you eat kizayit at the end, you also make a mitzvah. So you're left with the taste of a mitzvah of matzah. That's what I thought you could answer. Maitre the Bach says what you're saying. The Bach says that the kizayit matzah you eat at the end of the taste, or the end of the evening, is purely the zikorin haPesach, and that's why you mustn't have any taste afterwards. So
that's not the right time.
That's Jamal.
Yeah, could be.
Jamal. Okay. That's the first halakha of Tosfos. First halakha of Tosfos is saying that first kizayit mekayim mitzvah. Says Tosfos, Vafilu, first word on the line is Vafilu. Vafilu im ikim mitzvah v'achreina, even if we're going to learn the other way around. The ikim mitzvah is v'achreina. In the tema, is not a wonder im onam evolchin al yishoyino, if we make a brach on the first kizayit that we eat, kidei liftoi hamatzah shel achreina, to patter ourselves up from the last matzah. She'in levorach al achreina. You can't make a bracha on the last one. V'shem shalacha shemile kriyitoi, after you've already filled up your stomach with matzah. He's already filled up his stomach, and that we can't make a bracha on Nachrina. He can make a bracha on the first one, but Tipote Achrina, and with that exempt the last one, she Ikemitza. which is the increment of the Brishas, the other of Chista, like we explained earlier, according to Chista. Yeah. Yes, now he's saying, even if we would say the increment is at the end, it's still okay. How can you make a bracha at the beginning of the meal if the increment is at the end? That's not a problem, because you can't make a bracha at the end because you already filled up your belly. So it doesn't matter, you make a bracha at the beginning, and with that, I'll have in mind to be mighty the month at the end. Then it comes to this, there's no din of tail. Yeah.
Why is there a proposal to offer the shot of his that he doesn't hold like, and why do you?
No, it's not that Tasis doesn't hold of it, because Tasis over here bought this shit as well. I'm not convinced that Tasis doesn't hold of it. Tasis set up one mahalach, that the Ikka one is the first Kedais, and now he says even if the Ikka one is the second Kedais, we can also fit in. He's not convinced on the first one, more than the second. So Vapilu, so let's see that again. Vapilu Ikka mitzvah kroino, even if we'd say the Ikka mitzvah is the last one, in the tema, imanu mevachin alo yishenu, kidei listo hamatzah shalach kroino, sorry, ain't the bracha lachini. Can't make a bracha on the last one. Mishum shelachos shemile kezu. It's after you've already filled up your belly. Avol yochelu levarcha lahishoino, but you can't make a bracha on the first one. With tipote achoino, with that the part of the last one. Shei ikemita, which is the ikemita according to now this new malach I'm saying. Okay, the precious hell, the chista, like we explained earlier, in the chista gabetreiti buli demori. Remember that gemara. Shady bully demoda. Somebody who only has lettuce. So Chistus says over there that you dip your lettuce, and so you have your lettuce for kalpas and for more. When do you make the bracha for the lettuce for the kalpas on the kalpas? How can you? I'm a kind of mitzvah more only at the end. Doesn't matter because you make a bracha on the kalpas with kavanas. We make the more at the end. Mechin tzarach lema leilit. What did Hillel do every Seder night? Every Seder night, what did he do? He had tricha, but when did he have a tricha? Would it have gone better? At the end, so when did he make a bracha ala chilis matzah? He must have eaten a meal at the beginning. He had matzah at the beginning. So what did he do? He had matzah at the beginning and made the bracha ala chilis matzah. Oh, very good. Right, what else did he do? Oh, very good. Very good. That's what matzah just now pointed out. He would be kerech pesach matzah sefer, matzah pesach at the end of the meal. V'hochia v'ochel matzah deraita, and with him, with that, he would have been mekayim his matzah deraita. Im kein, with chilat sud. So what did he do at the beginning of the meal? It's chilat sud. V'oich al hamatzah. V'oich. In the beginning of the meal, he would make a bracha on the matzah and eat matzah. To my elis, or he said bracha, the birchus matzah in my pesach shabbat soif. That bracha helped him. To my elis, or he said bracha, that bracha helped for the matzah they eat at the end of the meal. Now what are you saying, Mel? What's the right? Maybe I do shonim. Maybe I do shonim. Yeah, maybe I do shonim at the beginning of the meal. What's the right? Enochnami. He could have had the shonim if he wanted to. But did he have to try and go out of his way to try and get hold of the shonim? If he only had matzah, what would he do if he only had
matzah? You do not have to go.
Right, so if he only had matzah, so he doesn't have to go out of his way. So maybe he made the bracha on the matzah, but then he passed it out the matzah at the end of the meal. Now here there's a very hard line in Tzitzit. Miu, lefirish acher. According to the other explanation, shegam lefchita ein soich lechaza. Sorry, I missed. Pirush. According to that explanation earlier, I wonder how they explain on your thing. According to that explanation earlier, lefchita bo Oilat Kazal Shayotois Litibul Isha in their Fita had to search. That locker was you had to search for your Okois. But to do Kalvas, why? In order to be able to make a bracha on the Mora in the second table. According to the opinion there, they said, the explanation they said, there is chista that allowed you to make the bracha for Kalvas, was talking about a kid where after all the searching you couldn't find any other Kalvas. But if he could have searched, he would be obligated to search for some other substitute and not use the Mora. So here as well, you should similarly look around al sufganim, try and obtain sufganim. Lech metchila to eat sufganim first. Kedei shivarech anachilis matzah. So in order to make the bracha anachilis matzah, the end. So according to the explanation over there, it says of chitah el that you're right. You can sometimes make anachilis matzah in the karpas, but that's very bedieved, and you should try first of all to try and find a different substitute and then make the bracha alachilis matzah at the end. So here as well, Hillel should have tried to find a substitute for matzah and eat tufshavim, skitim, should eat those things first and then make alachilis matzah when he eats the golden pesach. Well, where is this pesach?
That you have to search.
Well, where is such a pierce? Group says, well, group your dad on the base.
It was thrown out there like, well, maybe you should have to look, but then at the end you don't have to. Maybe you should.
Who threw that out? Tom, that's a challenge for you, okay? A challenge for you. Find this pierce. Spot the pierce. Who is this pierce? Tell you the name. According to the pierce that says that by Gundra Chista, you should ideally try and find it. So, here's what you should try and find it.
We have a footnote.
Oh, what? Oh, what do you have? Cheating the market. He is a chaf. The hoda, he reaches the venom. Might be a
challenge man.
Oh, wow. Is that going to reach the venom?
1 month's time.
The hoda. He's got a different one, but that one doesn't help.
Is this the chaf right here?
Yeah. This is somebody added in their own. It's this one. He means this evasive slave element over here. Vada. What do you ask? Kumtis Vav, the places of the Maslo, Vada. Stop, okay, maybe you found some pirish. We'll have to work on that. Okay, we'll have to work on that. He's saying, this Gemara on the side is saying, if Yasir Soyd Alam on that Gemara, then the Kumtis Vav on that is said that the reason why we have Yerokhi to the beginning of the meal is Liftoy Chazesh Mibrocha Ruya.
So you can't potter?
I don't know what.
So therefore you have to search?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. The challenge is still on. One, who is this pierce? Where is this pierce that says that Reb Chista holds you should try and find some other type of vegetable? It's a challenge. Maybe tomorrow we'll answer the challenge. But back to where we're holding, so that places up, but a meal and a pierce. But comes the other explanation, Shagamah, Reb Chista, Even if it's a chizah, you don't need to look for other rokes. And a mevarach and a maroi b'chiburishoin. You make a bracha on the first table from the maroi that you did the first time, and with that bracha you might see the second table. Similarly, you make a bracha on the matzah to mitzchila. With the matzah at the end. So let's go over what this is. This is the Mahalkim and what Hillel would do. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Hillel had matzah at the end of the meal. With that, he had the Korban Pesach. What did he do at the beginning of the meal? Did he go out of his way to try and find Sufganim? Or did he go out of, or did he make a bracha on the first matzah? So Taita says that if you learn that you should go out of your way to avoid making a bracha on the matzah, you're not being yitzah. So then Hillel would try and look for Sufganim. He'd go out of his way to try and find Sufganim. But if you hold that there's no such thing, you can make a bracha now and have kavanah to be yitzah later. Then you would make a bracha on normal matzah and you wouldn't start searching for Sufganim in order to be made to himself for later. That's what they said. I want to add one point in this. The Gemara there said to Kuf Yud Daled on the base, it's pshita if you have other vegetables there, you should use the other vegetables. That was possible. All it was really to search for it. That's possible if you have Sufganim there. If Hillel was around and he had Sufganim, it's possible he would eat, start the meal with Sufganim. Gemara says, it's possible you should avoid making a bracha on what you're not being yitzhak now. By Mara. Why? Again, the Gemara is saying that Rav Chisda says that the Machlok is Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says if you've got Mori twice, then you eat Mori first, then afterwards you make a bracha on the second Mori. And according to Rav Chisda, you make the bracha now and you eat Mori twice. The Gemara says that it's possible if you have other things, you shouldn't do this. Right? It's possible that if you have other things, you shouldn't eat the Mori. You shouldn't eat the Mori. Why? Why is it possible?
Don't get into the situation.
Because you shouldn't get into the situation when you would already have been Mekayim, you've eaten Mat Mori, and then you're going to be making a bracha on Mori. Right? So. No, they could have to have on.
Right. So this is saying that the answer to the bracha, I think the bracha should be recited over a matzah that you have in the Tavon. And Mara, there's no aspect of the Tavon. Who wants to eat Mara? That's supposed to be enjoying Mara. The matzah is supposed to be the Shmar.
I hear what you're saying. Actually, there was an opinion that said that you have to have Mori to say Ovary, but the Ramah said it didn't have any time for that. But there was such an opinion, but I hear what you're saying. You're saying there could be, even those opinions, even if the Gemara there says, if you have something else, you shouldn't make a bracha on it, but that's only by Mori. But by Matzah, since it's an Indian of having Matzah to say Ovary, no, mistake. This whole taste is going with opinion that the Ikka Mitzvah matters at the end. So there's no din of sale. Because the Ikka Mitzvah matters at the end of the meal. You have to eat Saiva. No. If you all think Mrs. Master is ala seva, there's no din of chaos. Because it has to be ala seva.
Or it overrides it, or
there's no din of chaos. No, so you're saying, even if you say, there were two arguments. First arguments is that you committed at the beginning, and then that you should be maternity of. The second arguments is they know, they like their spam, but they committed at the end of the meal. If so, then there's no sin of eating anything in the oven. So I can make a bracha at the end of the meal. So I should make a bracha at the end of the meal. Mm-hmm. So if I had Sufganim in front of me and I had matzah in front of me, I should make a bracha eat the Dvsonim first in order to avoid making a brach on the Dvsonim to help the matzah there. In order to avoid eating, making a brach on the matzah to help the matzah at the end of the meal. That was going to the first time.
Same what everyone would do.
Yeah. Why? It says places. Because there's no Indian to start looking around to try and find a different substitute. So according to the period that said there is an Indian, then you shouldn't have done that. You should have found your substitute and made the broth at the end of the meal. So there's places. According to this, did Hila have to look around to find the sign? Did he have to look around? That's what Tosafot is talking about. Do you have to look around to find
the
sun?
Well,
the first look, he says, according to this theorist, it says you should try and look around. You should look around. According to what we explain there, that we don't need to look around. So you don't need to look around. You can make a bracha at the beginning of the meal on matzah, and with that, it will help for the matzah at the end of the meal. That's what he says. But if you have to look around, then you should look around. I'm adding, if you have in front of you Dvsonim, you should eat Dvsonim first and make a bracha then. A very interesting statement. We cannot never use it. Cannot never use it. But at the end of every Masechta, there's a sheet or two of Piskei Tesis. Of all the things that came out of Tesis, all the Halach Lamais that came out of Tesis. And about 2 pages of time, you can turn over, you can see. On our, there you are, Piskei Tesis. To the end, go to the end of the Masechta.
What
came out of Tesis? Halach Lamais. The end of Tesis, go right to the end of the Masechta. That's Kuf Chaf on the Dalet. Hillel, Hayoichel, Betchilo, Sufkan, it's like the fourth last one. Shin Lamed Beis. What do you have, Yossi? Before the Rosh. Shin Lamed Beis. Hillel, Hoya Oichel Bitchilos Sufganim of the Soif Kirch Matzah Moria Pesach. Hillel would eat Sufganim first and then eat his Pesach Matzah Moria. This place. So what do you want from this place? This is Rishonim who made this up. So what's the fish of taste that came out of this? Hillel would eat Sufganim first. So it could be that he means the going pattern like that such that hell that you should try and find Sufganim. Right, that was according to that. This is the title. Piskei Tesis was the set of the
book. No, I understand. But he's talking about what Hillel did, not necessarily what he wrote.
And our Tesis gave 2 things what Hillel was doing.
He seems to have implied that he holds like the first sheet of it. He's just quoting what Hillel did. I understand how it talks.
But
everybody agrees with Hillel.
Even in the second shout, he said 2 things what Hillel did.
What he would
need
in the beginning. What
he didn't do. The difference between what Hillel talked and he's telling us what the Daniel talked and when he's talking first. That's all. I mean, instead of, okay, you're holding up. Maybe. But he's telling us what Hillel did. Now, where do we see in our faces what Hillel did? That Hillel had to have gone in first.
You have to look for it, maybe, but that's what he did.
So he's not saying what he did. He's coming to say Halacha. The Hillel, this was the Halacha. He had to. So this place, this Piskei Tesis seems to be taking on. The Hillel had to search for Sufganim, which Tesis said was only according to one explanation. So this Piskei Tesis was written by Rishonim. Took out from Tesis. But no, the Tesis holds that Hillel did have to search for Sufganim. Did have to search for Sufganim.
Have to? Or
have to.
Why? Every year he knows what he's going to do, so then he shows up with
He has to make sure to prepare himself to run it.
It's a little different from searching for it.
Well, yeah, since he knew what was happening, he was a chacham, yeah, Hillel was a chacham, so he knew what was going to happen. Therefore, he made sure to prepare for himself.
Which doesn't prove that you have to search.
Well, it does, kind of. Why did he go out of his way to make for himself the son every year?
Who said he went out of his way?
He says, Hillel every year made sure the son. Huh?
That was part of his usual process. He didn't go out of his way.
I think what you're saying is what I wanted to say. I think it just means because, like we just said from the Gemara, that as much as you have in front of Yusuf Ghanim, then you have to make Yusuf Ghanim first. I mean, this 58 is not going to say one of the Mahalkim of whether you have to search for it or not. Just as much as you have Yusuf Ghanim in front of you, you have to make a brach on Yusuf Ghanim. You have to start the meal of Yusuf Ghanim. So hit over these Yusuf Ghanim first. Just, it's not mentioned in Tesis at this point. It's right. Taking it from Pisgah Tesis. Oh, you're going the right way. So I have to go very over time. But we're going to say, I think that this Mahalach of the two Purushim is whether Mitzvah Sikh is going or in Sikh is going. That's why I think it's tomorrow. If you hold Mitzvah in Sikh is going,
you have to have the Shani now.
You have to start for Sikh Shani now.
You have to, because he'll hold the right thing to go through the month at the end.
Since it all been to ICH the month at the end, so
they don't require the month. That means he would eat it in the beginning.
If he would eat it there in the beginning, it has been yet to the matzah. So has he been mekayim the mitzvah of koyach? So that's the stuff in the superushim, not superushim of rishonim. Superushim in the Gemara. The Gemara is one side that is mitzvah ancient as kavanah. If you're mitzvah ancient as kavanah, Tesis spoke out that you have to be mechazeh to look for something else apart from Mori. Because you don't want to be yitzim or early. Maybe I'll miss the tzichas kavanah. So I can eat what I want at the beginning. I can eat more at the beginning. I don't have kavanah to be yitzim. I got kavanah to be yitzim.
What's the issue for Hillel to eat the matzah at the beginning? His whole shita is the only way to kind of matzah is a matzah a whole in the rule through kricha. So I'm not yotzim at the beginning. So all eating is only matzah. Right.
Even from the early, you eat takes some less.
Even from the end? Yeah. So it's going to be really kind of